Herzlich willkommen bei Schulbau im Dialog, unserem Podcast über neue bauliche und pädagogische Konzepte für Kita, Schule und Campus. Ich bin Dr. Max Gunina und berichte von der Schulbau Hessen in Frankfurt am Main im November 2019.
Rosen Bosch from Rosen Bosch Studio, Kopenhagen. What does the future of education look like?
I don't know. You know, that is the whole idea with the future. And that is the challenge schools have to address. The truth is, we don't know what the future brings. And right now, tendencies in society are accelerating. For example, things like the World Economic Forum that tells us that 65% of children starting in primary school will actually end up having a job that doesn't exist. Things like that, we can't really define. Of course, we can have an idea about it, but we can't really define exactly what it's going to be, and we can't really exactly define how it will impact, you know, the life we live right now. So what we know is that we need to be open-minded, flexible, and have abilities and skills in order to adapt to new things that might come. For example, the whole aspect of the connectivity, you know, the digital development we're facing right now, and what it does with not only our way of interacting with each other, but also what it does physically with the change of our mindset, means that we have to, you know, react actually very fast. And the big problems with schools the past 100 years have been that they chose to react very slow. And we can't afford that anymore. If schools want to guard their, you know, kind of existence, you know, in society as being the basis of our, you know, where we actually educate ourselves in our society, they need to be able to act on a faster pace on developments continuously all the time. So they need to be able to develop. So the change is not from one type of school to another type of school that will look, now it looks like this and then it will look like that.
Okay.
No, the change is a change of mindset, a change of doing, from being actually an organization that is very based on a fixed mindset to an organization that is very agile and flexible and able to adapt and on a day-to-day basis evaluate what they're doing and, you know, try something else. Theme of my lecture is a little bit, how do you do that? So it's not like telling that this needs to be happening. The theme of my lecture is that, how can we create? You know, I try to give people a tool because there's so many. It's a little bit like this, yeah? Once there was climate change, and then there were some people that were talking about this and some people were denying it, okay?
Right.
There was the same with the change in education. Right now, you know, it became this kind of global tsunami of change in education, and most people don't doubt the need of this anymore, yes? So, but people are kind of, you know, there are, yeah, there's a Danish word, say, they just don't know how to do this, you know, they're like, okay, and then lots of people come with different solutions, and, I'm trying to give people some tools and perspectives on how can you actually go from being a more kind of fixed kind of organization to be more flexible, and how, most important, you can use design to create this more agile.
Do you have some examples?
Sure. I mean, what we do is that, because the fact is that design in itself doesn't change you, yeah? But the fact is that the physical design often is connected to different ways of how we, for example, communicate with each other, like you and me right now, we're sitting opposite each other, or, you know, kind of close, and we don't sit in 10 meters of distance, because then it would be hard to have this conversation, yes?
Right.
So there's a physical reality to the way we communicate. The same way there is a physical reality to different ways how we work, because the physical reality is based on our human bodies. Mm-hmm. That, for example, if I want to do a visual thinking thing, I have to have a visual, you know, kind of, I have to have things in my eyesight and so forth and so on. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what we do is that we connect different situations of how we learn, not schools, but how we learn as human beings, yes, physical situations to mythology, and that we then kind of with schools work together on giving them, it's like an algorithm of spaces and an algorithm of different ways of learning, and that we then start to talk about different learning sequences and how to reorganize your way of working with learning and organize it in a daily school context, but also emphasizing how do you learn as a student, and then we relate it to physical environments. So suddenly you get a very differentiated physical school, yeah, that in the same time allows you to structurize your day in a different way, that allows you to change maybe the ratio of student and teacher, so it's not necessarily one teacher with 30 students, but maybe the organization is different, the group sizes and the way, and allows you for working in different ways. So in a visual way, in a more oral way, you know, actually maybe being very reflective, you know, being very focused, learning about different ways of concentration. And it enables the students to learn how they learn. Because our schools transform from being places where you were taught, yes, knowledge was kind of passed on to you, to places where we actually are educated in having skills. And these skills sets enable young people in the future to act on all these different challenges they might meet. But skills, you don't learn them by being taught. You learn them by actually, in an active way, by doing them. So we try to create physical environments that enable both teachers and students on actually making this transformation.
So it's to get the students the idea of having their own way to learn and not focusing on a special way, just open-minded.
There's not one way. It's a hands-on approach. In a way, we create a physical environment that empower both students and teachers to try out things in a different way, reorganize, you know, retry, reschedule, and so forth. So this agility, this flexibility, is actually inside the physical environment. And because of that, it becomes a reality. Because we human beings, you know, we can relate to something, you know, on a certain distance as an abstract mindset, a word. We can agree on doing things different. But if we're in the same physical framework, we kind of tend to bend back in doing things the way we did before. But when the physical environment reschedules, and you combine it with this new way of doing things, then you actually have a new reality.
So we have a multi-usable environment.
Yes, a multi-usable environment, not because it's extremely flexible, so you can kind of fold it in 20 different ways, but a multifunctional environment because it's very differentiated. So it allows, yes, this is very important, so it allows, you know, the student to discover how they learn best. And we're not, and also acknowledging that we do not learn in the same way. Right now, we treat actually our students, the physical building, the architecture of our building, treats our students as if we all learn more or less in the same way, which is not true. If you want to optimize the way we learn, you have to look and respect the fact that we are different. So if you create an agile school, yes, yeah, with differentiated environments that allows students to discover different ways of working and learning, then this agility, just doing things in different ways, you know, throughout the day, also creates a more agile mindset. So this is this flexibility. So you actually build the flexibility into the people, not necessarily into the room. But because if a room is flexible, you know, you have this kind of flexible multi-spaces with, you know, flexible walls and wheels and the old chairs and tables and stuff like that, you know, you still need a person who's in charge mostly, that kind of decides how we're going to set the room. Mm-hmm. Because everything is like kind of, or it's just messy. I've seen flexible schools, open plan schools with lots of furniture all over the place, and they're just chaotic.
When you're here on the fair, you must think that it's old stuff. What's your feeling when you're going through the Schulbau fair?
I mean, it's a fair like this, you know, it's like a lot of small, in a way, well, you can call them shops or spots that offer you small components, you know. I mean, so each little thing, it's like small bricks, and all the bricks together form a school. You know, it's not like one of them is a solution. The solution itself, as humans, is we create this solution in a community, you know. I mean, the school, the people, the architects, the people that build it, it's like a big group of people, everybody's involved. But I think that, I mean, my message, yeah, which I would like to try to get all over to people, is that instead of focusing too much on necessarily which window or which brick we use for building the schools, I think we should all of us, meaning teachers, students, but also the people building the schools, the architecture, everybody involved, should have focus on what is the most important thing about creating a school. That the school is a learning environment. So it should be about how do we learn in the best possible way. It should not be about making a nice building in time, inside the budget frame. I'm not saying that that's not important. I just think that the most important thing should be the learning. And then, of course, it should be done in time and in the right, you know, budget frame and so on and so forth. Sometimes people tend to forget this. All other things are more important. You know, the working schedule of the teacher is more important. You know, everything, all the adults surrounding the school, all their interests become more important than what it's all about. Meaning, how do children learn and how can we make them learn in the best possible way? And we end up with, in a way, schools or learning machines or fabrics, if you want to be a little negative, you know, that actually don't serve the purpose. They're not the best possible ways, places of to learn.
So getting the students to a point that they are able to deal with the future.
Yeah, sure. I mean, we're trying to create environments that enable students to learn how to learn and giving them the skill set they need, you know, to embrace the future.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Schulbau im Dialog ist ein Podcast des Kubus Medienverlags. Weitere Informationen zum Interview finden Sie im Schulbaumagazin und auf www.schulbau-messe.de.